You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
Hello, Odette Butcher.
How are you?
I'm all right.
Welcome, welcome.
Here I am. Here you are.
It's freezing.
It's miserable. I'm not a fan of this weather.
When is summer coming?
It's the sooner the better.
We need the rain.
I know we need the rain. That's like being caught between the label and the bottle.
I know.
Yeah. We do need the rain. But does it have to be so cold when it rains?
I know, and I just can't believe that I'm Canadian. I mean, I would never cope going back there, ever. Ever.
No.
Or those cold water swimmers at Fisher Beach or Nordic Beach. How do they do that?
I don't know. Or why?
Well, it's like a submersion therapy or whatever it is. I heard it's very good for inflammation, actually.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. You should try it.
No, it's not going to happen. I remember somebody moving to Canada. They were sending photos back to their family of this beautiful snow and everything like that. And after like year two, they were like, I've had enough of this moving snow off the driveway. I've had enough of the sludge. I've had enough of
it. It takes like 45 minutes to get out of your house.
Yes. Crazy. No, I don't think I could live in Canada.
No, maybe in Vancouver, but that's about it.
Why doesn't it snow in Vancouver?
It's a bit like the UK there.
Is it?
Yeah, just wet, slushy and drizzly.
No, I can give that a miss as well.
Let's stick with the beautiful Cape, shall we?
Yeah, look, when the summer comes, it'll be great. You know what I mean? But no.
We're getting there.
It's freezing as far as I'm concerned. Anyway, it is what it is.
Yes.
And there's not much we can do to change it.
Yes.
But there are certain things that we can do and change in our lives, and one of them is how we deal with digital online.
Yes, and overcoming a new term that I've heard about, it is amazing.
Is it?
Digital deprivation.
Digital deprivation.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like a real issue.
Is it big?
It's big. It's bigger than we think it is.
Okay.
So today I haven't really scripted anything. I'm just hoping that this is more just of a chit chat to focus predominantly on Google. There's so many
freebies.
Google freebies. Yeah. I don't think that any of us realize exactly how much is available to us for free from Google. And I mean, bottom line is they're a business.
Mm.
They're in it to make money and to encourage you to obviously advertise, which is how they make money.
Mm.
And lots of it, especially if we're not doing it properly. But all of the main platforms for search engine optimization, search engine marketing, digital marketing, etc., the main ones all have huge academies for learning, which is for free. And you know, if we all grab our phones, if you know, people are not driving, of course, but if you are listening in and wanting to learn, if you grab your phone and you type into the search bar on Google, just type in about.google/products. And you can even just put free products Google or Google free products. If you just go in there and you have a look at all of the different products that come up, I'm just scrolling through now, and the way they've laid it out, they have specified it for individuals, for businesses, and for all, from all sorts of things like small business tools, big business tools, Google Assistant, Google Meeting, Google Chat, Google Classroom, Family Link, Google Fit, Google Flights. There is just so much available at our fingertips to use from Google. All of the different YouTube products that are for free. And then, of course, if you're a developer or a business, you can go in and find all of the tools relevant to where you are, where you're at. You know, and I know as a business, a small business, the things that I use, it's Google My Business to get a free listing on Maps. Obviously, you have to verify your business. Then you can use free tools like Google Trends, and you can toggle it by country. So if you have a product, a collection of products, or you're thinking about selling a specific product, you can actually use Google Trends and you can see the search volumes over various periods of time to see how many people are searching for that specific product or keyword searches relating to that product. And I did a few experiments because remember all of the gym equipment and the home gym and office products were really booming at the beginning of the pandemic. And you'll see that if you go into Google Trends, you can just type in, you know, office desk or home office equipment or whatever. The same thing with fitness, and you'll just see all of those are off the chart during, you know, the pandemic months. So that's definitely a really cool free tool to use. And I think it's not only, so definitely about.google/products. I really encourage everybody just to go and bookmark that page and get a feeling for how much is available at your fingertips that you don't need to go and buy in terms of an app and all different automation tools or just consolidation tools, streamlining that you can use in your home, in your business, big or small, that will save you money. And then learning digital for free. Again, we can go and do lots of online courses. I prefer, or I will only go directly to the horse's mouth when it comes to getting up-to-date information. And you will find that with the main platforms that you can go and do their certifications, like with Hootsuite, with Google, with Facebook, Meta. They all offer certificates for free. Some of them are paid for, but definitely with Google, there's a lot for free that you can find. One of the main ones that I use, it's called Google Digital Skills for Google Official Courses Learn. And here is the link for you. It's digital.withgoogle.com/digitalgarage. And that's where you can find all sorts of online courses and certificates relating to digital marketing.
And is there a cost associated to
this? No.
You just do the course, get the certificate,
exactly.
And it's free.
And you know what I think of often? I remember a story of this guy who had multiple degrees, and someone said to him, and he was also a family man, he worked full-time and all of that, and they said to him, how did you manage all of this in your life? And he said, calculate all the hours that you spend watching TV. He goes, I gave that up and I've been able to qualify in these various subjects or careers just by not watching TV. I mean, I know it's nice to be brain dead in front of the telly, but I mean, we can fit in time to go and upskill ourselves is what I'm saying. We just need to waste less time elsewhere in our day, if that makes sense. So the Digital Garage platform really assists with operating businesses online from a digital marketing perspective. And there's heaps of other courses that you can do. They even have courses on machine learning, AI, you know, analyzing data like Google Analytics. And the other one that I use for my Google certifications, display, search, discovery, shopping, etc., it's skillshop.withgoogle.com. And that's where you can go and actually learn how to go and place the ads. So when we're all searching on Google and we see all the ads come up, and we often wonder, oh, I wonder where that came from or how is that put together? And we always hear and feel pressure as business owners, like, oh my word, Google ads, Google ads. So if you use skillshop.withgoogle.com, you will be able to go and learn how to set up ads, either smart ads, which is like a nice entry-level sort of taster kind of ad, which might just get you started, and then you can go more into the technical techniques of setting up ads. And it's not as difficult as we think it is. It's definitely over the years, I find with Google, it used to feel like you needed a PhD to work anything out. Or maybe I've just really changed. But I'm feeling now that they want to encourage more and more people to be placing their own ads, that they've just simplified everything so that almost everybody, if they sat down and worked it out and just spent some time focusing on it, could actually do the courses and the certificates. I may add as well that when you know where to find things with Google, especially for their courses, and you get their courses and badges, I would like to encourage everybody that you can also go and update your LinkedIn profile. Mm. Because if you're looking for work, it is a requirement, and recruiters and talent acquisition specialists will definitely go to see if you have those certificates. And I do see it in job descriptions as well.
Mm.
It's easily attainable, I think, what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, well, I just looked at it here, and it says that this Google Digital Garage is...
yes.
Yeah, it says, how much does it cost? And then the next line says it's absolutely free, and it tells you exactly. So I'm looking now at... digital skills on Google, and there's a whole thing, do things you never thought possible, and it gives you a breakdown on digital marketing, career development, and the data.
Yes.
I didn't even know that was there.
Yes, and I believe also that you can go in at a very entry level, so it caters for everybody's level of knowledge. That even, for example, someone with a lot of knowledge, but maybe, for example, myself, maybe I'm struggling with what does machine learning mean? Or I keep hearing AI or augmented reality. What exactly is that? And I don't want to feel embarrassed maybe around my colleagues because I don't really understand it. Then I can sneak away and I can go to Google, my go-to place, and I can find a little refresher course and I can go and get enough information about it so that I can stand on my own when these conversations are happening within my circle.
Yeah, I think it's quite remarkable. I mean, I just clicked now on the online courses, okay? I clicked on digital marketing. And up come 3, 6, 9, 12,
yeah,
and an option to load more. And some of these are quite interesting. It gives you the breakdown, 26 modules for 40 hours if you want to know the fundamentals of digital marketing.
Yes.
Then there is make customers find you online, 4 modules in 3 hours. So,
yes,
you know, you can work to what you need. Promote business with online advertising, 5 modules and 3 hours. So it tells you exactly how long you should take and how it's broken up.
And then you can create learning plans for yourself as well. So let's say you are a plumber or an electrician, a hairdresser, someone in the valley, okay? You can go online and you can make your own learning plan. And it's so nice to see everything consolidated in one place because now you can see all the different elements of digital marketing. And then you can be specific about what you know is probably relevant to start with for your business.
Yeah, you know, there's a saying that you don't know what you don't know.
Yes.
Okay, but now you want to know what you don't know.
Yes.
And just by popping on to this particular site, which is learndigital.withgoogle.com.
Yes.
Okay, /digital skills/courses. All right, just by looking at that, I now know what I don't know.
Yes. Yes. And it's all summed it up beautifully in one place. How much you don't know, Richard.
Yeah, yeah. It's all there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shelley, that's hilarious.
Shelley's asking, please, can the lady's Odette, if she can repeat that website, free stuff for Google. What was the first one that you started
So
with?
The first one is, so browse through all of Google's products and services. And this one is about.google/products. Then learn digital for free. These are Google digital skills. So this is the web address coming. digital.withgoogle.com/digital garage. Then the other one that I use for how to create ads on Google. This is another platform. It is Skillshop, one word, dot, with Google, google.com. And just to assure everybody that you just need to go onto Google and just go Google courses or Google certificates, Google learning, Google Academy. So don't be scared of using the search bar and just play with different combinations that you think are most likely. And Google, being the icons, will definitely. I do find that they have quite a lot of web addresses. Maybe they could have just one, like Learning with Google or something like that. There's quite a few platforms. But if you don't get the web links today, you can either send me a WhatsApp and I will gladly share them with you, or you can just go onto the search bar and say something like Google courses, Google certificates, Google lessons, Google learning, Google Academy, and it will return all the different platforms. I also wanted to include here some blogs. You know, while we're on the platform, the topic of just free stuff from Google, I also follow their blogs religiously. Some of them are not relevant to South Africa. So, you know, it depends on what it is that you are doing. But if you want to stay up to date with what is happening globally, you might want to think about blog.google. Just simply blog.google. And for developers, and it's a bit more technical, it's ai.googleblog.com. That's another one. Stay up to speed on digital marketing news, insights, and trends. Learn what other businesses are doing. So that's the ai.googleblog.com. And then the general one, which is blog.google. Within digital marketing, which is my area of relevance, I also follow thinkwithgoogle.com. Thinkwithgoogle.com. And you can then go and select the region that you are in. So we are in Africa, and you will only get blogs relevant to what is happening on the continent of Africa. And another really good platform I use is marketingplatform.google.com. Yeah, and I think if you could just write those down or just do some Google searches, always include Google in there, you'll be astounded with how much information you can get. And I haven't even included YouTube and the amount of, you know, tutorial. It's just, it's actually overwhelming. But all of this is available at our fingertips, and it's for free, and it's highly credible. I mean, if you were an employer, would you like to see a Google certificate or like XYZ from Cape Town certificate? What would you like?
Well, it depends, of course, what the job is, but in the field of...
it has clout.
Yeah. In the field of certainly online marketing, in the field of development, you would want it, in the old days it used to be the Microsoft thing that everybody wanted. You know?
Yes,
everybody wanted that Microsoft certificate, but that's very expensive.
Yeah.
Whereas this Google thing, a lot of people have put a lot of hard work into making sure that we can get it for nothing, and it is credible. It is absolutely credible. Shelley, if you grab a pen and paper, then what I will do is I will give you Odette's WhatsApp number, but I'll give you a chance to get that pen and paper handy, and then you can write that down. And any question that you may have in this regard, you can then WhatsApp her. Now, those links that you've got there, you can watch them. I know you can, because you are you. You can WhatsApp those to me, and we can add those into the podcast this evening so that people can have a look. You don't have to do it now, although I know you probably will, because that's just the way you are.
While I'm here, I might as well. But I hope this was helpful to everybody. I think it's just making all of this available. You know, it's very inclusive. We all have access to this information. You just need to make time to incorporate it into our very busy lives.
Yeah, and the thing about it is to try not to go down the rabbit hole. I mean, my advice to anybody doing this would be to be focused.
Yes.
To look at the outcome. So know what you want to achieve, and then go and find the right course or the right platform to achieve that.
Yeah, what is your goal?
Yeah, Because to just go in there, you can literally get lost in this lot.
Yes.
And it's like Udemy, that online university.
Oh yes.
You know, you can go in there and you know you really started out wanting to learn about photography and ending up doing a course on robotics because you kind of ended up
that
there.
That is so funny.
That's where you ended up.
That's hilarious.
You never learned to be a photographer, so you know, be focused.
Would
on
you
what
be a fashion designer? I could see you a fashion designer.
Me?
Yes.
You got to be kidding.
Well, you're very interested in my shoes.
No, offended by your shoes. Not interested. I was just like, why? Why would anybody ever
That's
wear
so
shoes
funny.
Like that?
But I agree about the rabbit hole. And, you know, with digital marketing and advertising, if there's one thing I've learned, or just marketing strategies, etc., like, before we start anything, what exactly is our intention and what is our goal? And like you say, you just get so caught up. I've got nothing against Udemy. I think it's an amazing platform, but it's actually through Udemy that I started this whole rabbit warren that you talk about. Because through one of the courses, I saw them, you know, and please go on to Google search and type in blah, 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 blah. And then here's the certificate and you do this test. And I'm like going, hang on a minute.
Yeah.
Hang on. And I can go and do this directly. And the teaching. Exactly. And it's for free. It's not, I don't know, 350 rand. And it wasn't even the money. I think for me, what it is, and I have spoken often with my colleague who was doing a digital media degree. And we would often have a giggle because she would tell me about her lectures and how her lecturers were relating to like social media platforms that have like come and gone from the 90s already. So I'm like, how up to date is Udemy?
Yeah.
How up to date are all of the university courses, etc.? And I know if I go through Google,
they up to date.
It's up to date. And that's actually, it's not even about the price.
Yeah.
It's up to date.
Sharon says, yeah, no, please. He's no fashion designer. She is, in fact, very correct when she says that. I am no fashion designer and never will be.
That's funny.
In fact, I have no interest in fashion whatsoever. None. Look at me, for heaven's sakes.
I don't even notice random things that you wear.
I'm still in the 70s. All right, never caught up. So well, there we go, folks. Go and have a look. Thank you, Odette. Okay, now for Shelley. Shelley, standing by, got pen and all that in hand. And the WhatsApp number is, it is 084-811-9163. That's the WhatsApp number. If you send Odette a WhatsApp, she will send those links on to you that she spoke about this afternoon. And I give it to you again, 084-811-9163. Sharon says she loves my fashion. I wouldn't call it fashion. I would call it dressing in the dark. All right, now, so there's big news here. Let's just discuss the big news here. The big news is that this is our last Wednesday together.
Yes.
Which is, yeah. Okay. But the good news is that
I'm not leaving.
You're not leaving.
No.
No, because we're moving to a Friday.
Yes.
We're going to be doing this on a Friday. The first one will be at 4:10. Okay. And then after that at 3:30 on a Friday. Because you can't be with us on a Wednesday because you are now a big time wheeler dealer in the digital space. No. What happened there?
I applied for a position as a digital trainer. I was being a bit cheeky. It was a UK company, but I thought they might give me a chance. And they have. So I've interviewed and I'm going to be a digital trainer now for what they call a digital boot camp in the UK. And what they're trying to do there is bridge the gap. There's quite a digital skills gap around the world, which, we picked up as well. And it will be my role to have students and take them through a 12-week program. Regarding digital marketing.
Those students aren't going to be 14-year-olds. They're going to be like 45-year-olds and 50-year-olds.
So it will be, I'm not quite sure if they put them in ages, but it will be for anyone over 19, for the self-employed and those within employment who want to upskill themselves. the UK government is actually funding the project. Okay. That's how serious it is.
So you're now a government employee.
Like a civil servant. I could never be. But I'm really looking forward to it. I really enjoy sharing and breaking things down and making it easy for all of us to understand, taking away all of the intimidation surrounding digital.
Well, you've certainly done that over the past months here at Zone Radio.
So.
Yes, I think you have. And so the bad news, no, Wednesdays, no more. The good news, got a big fancy job working as a civil servant.
Part-time.
Part-time civil servant.
Yes.
Most of our civil servants are part-time.
Yeah, exactly.
You know about the civil servant toy?
No, what's
Don't
that?
Don't you know about that?
No.
Okay. It's a wind-up doll.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you wind it up, put it on, and then stands there and does nothing all day.
That's hilarious.
So,
that's funny.
Yes. So, but Fridays.
Yes.
So you and I are going to do every second Friday.
Yes.
From Hop House 3, and we will continue with this information. All right, Chili gave me the thumbs up, so she's got the WhatsApp number. I'm sure she will WhatsApp you for information. And now you can go, because now, you know, we're done.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Okay.
So see you soon.
Yes. Oh, just so people know, you're doing this from here, not from there.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
I just want to be sure that, you know, you're not leaving.
No.
Because I don't think that would be nice.
No, I'm not leaving.
Okay, all right. And when you interviewed, they didn't see your shoes, eh?
No, they were under the desk.
Ah, could have been a very different outcome.
They didn't see my tracksuit pants either.
That could have been the worst outcome.
That's the beauty of working from home, is you can wear like a really smart blouse, but then you can wear like thick tracksuit pants and slippers under the desk and no one will notice, hey?
Yeah, yeah. I feel I should be doing that right now. So
exactly.
Far. Odette, thank you so much.
Thanks, Richard.
And be a good girl.
Yep.
And are you wearing your wedding ring? Okay, I'm just checking. Yeah, I get asked to check, so I'm checking.
Oh, my word.
Yeah.
Can't do anything in this valley.
Nothing. Nothing.
Seriously?
Nothing. All right. Be a good girl.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.